Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Takes a shot, runs into the box, shot, score!
It's time for Atlanta Soccer Tonight.
Tune in as Jason Longshore gives you insight and analysis on the beautiful game, including headlines from around the world of soccer.
Rebound, score!
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer and Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Here's Jason Longshore.
Let's kick it. Atlanta Soccer Tonight is live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. This is what we do on Tuesday nights, sometimes at 10 o'clock, sometimes at 11 o'clock. It's been later. That's happened before. It will happen again. It's what we do when we take over the airwaves and we talk soccer in Atlanta. We talk soccer all over the state of Georgia, all over the Southeast, all over the United States, and right now all over the world. Because the summer of soccer is in full swing. We've got the Gold Cup going on right now. Canada making their debut in the Gold Cup tournament. They're 0-0 with Honduras in Vancouver at the moment. We'll talk about Canada and their ambitions. We'll talk about the Gold Cup and the U.S. men's national team in the next segment. We're going to talk about Atlanta United a little bit in the 3-4-3. Atlanta United last time out. It feels like forever ago, even though Thursday is not even a week ago, but man, there's been so much going on since then. And I don't really want to talk about that game too much because it was not good. And we had talked about it on the full-time report, and we have talked about it multiple times on the station this weekend and into this week. It was a very bad day at the office for Atlanta United. They are on a little bit of a break. They return to training on Friday. And they'll get ready for a match on Wednesday of next week in Columbus, Ohio, against the Crew. Atlanta Soccer Tonight will be on location from Central Ohio next Tuesday night. And then, depending on if Miami gets out of the group stage in the Club World Cup, which they have an opportunity to do so, if they don't, then Atlanta United, not this weekend, but the following weekend, will play them in Fort Lauderdale. If Miami gets out of the group stage, then that schedule is going to change and everything will be TBD. All right, the big thing going on right now that is getting a lot of conversation, a lot of hot takes, a lot of talking points being thrown around, the FIFA Club World Cup. Hopefully you had a chance to make it out last night or yesterday afternoon. I think afternoon is the key part of this. To Mercedes-Benz Stadium as Chelsea defeated LAFC 2-0. I thought it was a really entertaining game, and I saw it very differently than some in the media did. Most of those media that saw it in a very slanted way originate out of the United Kingdom. I thought it was a pretty even game. I thought LAFC played well. They were not good enough inside the attacking third. Denny Boanga was bottled up pretty well by Reece James and Malo Gusto. And Chelsea was better in the attacking third. They had two opportunities where they were able to beat Hugo Lloris. A really good play from Pedro Neto after a nice ball from Nicholas Jackson to play him in. Neto sent Ryan Hollingsworth on the slip and slide and then beat Lloris at the near post. A great finish. I like the second goal even better with Liam Delap coming into the match but drifting out wide. Put in a cross to Enzo Fernandez, who made the run to take the space that Delap left. And it's a really good finish from Enzo to bring it down in traffic in front of goal and put it home. Two good goals for Chelsea. LAFC had their opportunities when it was 1-0. They had opportunities to level it. They just could not quite get it done. I thought it was entertaining. A lot of the talk instead has been about attendance. Well, last time I checked, Los Angeles, it's a pretty long flight to Atlanta, about 5 hours. They had about 2 weeks and 2 days, I think 16 days in total, for LAFC fans to get plane tickets, get off work, get it sorted out, and make the trip to Atlanta to support their team. And some did, and full credit to them, because I thought they made the atmosphere really good at the Benz yesterday. I don't care what the number was. They made it really fun atmosphere in the building. A lot of people have talked about the attendance at that game and a few other games rather than the games and the soccer and the good things about it. Because if we're going to talk about a negative with attendance, you have to talk about 80,000 plus at the Rose Bowl. And yes, you have to talk about the actual soccer that was on display in the 80,000 plus and not a few players complaining about it being too hot when it was 85 degrees with no humidity. If 85 degrees with no humidity is the new bar for it being uncomfortably hot and affecting everybody, wow, go tell people who play professionally in Africa that. Go tell people who play professionally in Central America that. Like, really? That's where we're at now? It's been frustrating, and Max Bretos, Apple TV commentator, he called games for Fox Soccer Channel, he called games for ESPN, he called games for LAFC. Max is one of the really good guys in the league, and he's somebody that we've gotten to see and know over the years out on the road. Max posted a really good story on his Instagram. I shared it on mine. There's a lot of people right now in the game that are missing the point, and everything is focused on either something negative, trying to maybe manufacture something negative at times. Everything's about the click, the hot take, not about the actual soccer. And look, if you're missing out on the Club World Cup because I don't know. I mean, take your pick. There, people are coming up with some wild things about this. You can not watch if you don't want to. That's completely fine. I think it's been a real shame that there are people who have led you to believe that this tournament wouldn't be any good. Well, it is. It's been very enjoyable. I enjoyed watching Mamelodi Sundowns and Ulsan of South Korea, two teams that I'd never seen play in my life. I enjoyed the game. It was different. There were things about the way that the teams played that were different. I was entertained even after an hour weather delay. I've been entertained by quite a few games in this tournament. Even the scoreless draw that opened the thing with Miami and Al Ahly in Hard Rock Stadium in downtown, or not in downtown, but in Miami in South Florida. It was a really entertaining game. The tournament has lived up on the field to everything that you hoped it would be. And that's what we love about this game. It's why we love World Cups. And yeah, this is a club World Cup. It's a little different, but this is what we love about it. You see teams, you see players, you see styles of play, you see things in the game that you don't normally see. This is why we love the game. We don't love the game because every team plays the exact same way. If every team reverted to 1983 and played a 4-4-2 and bombed it long and looked for the knockdown and defended in a low block and everybody did the exact same thing and everybody played the exact same way, that wouldn't be enjoyable. There's nothing about that that screams fun to me. I like to see guys like Pedro Neto from Chelsea be a little bit of the villain and kind of start some nonsense with players from the opposing team. I didn't really like Nicolas Figal going in with a really nasty challenge to get a red card. But that Boca Juniors Benfica game, come on, man. That was a 2-2. It finished 10-10. Boca scored two in the first half in the first 30 minutes. Their crowd, amazing. The Argentines who made the trip, the Argentines who are in the U.S. and made the trip, amazing atmosphere. And then Benfica came storming back, and it was two Argentines who scored the goals to level it. Great storylines all over the map in that game. It was wonderful. And you had villains, you had heroes, you had all of it. It was great. River Plate today, they beat Urawa Red Diamonds of the J-League. Sebastian Drusi used to be with Austin FC. He scored but was injured, landed on his ankle kind of funky. Marcos Acuna, he had two assists. River won 3-1 at Lumen Field in Seattle. That was a noon local kickoff, and there's been some talk about the size of the crowd there, but if you actually listened to the crowd, it's pretty cool. The Japanese fans who came out, amazing. The River fans who were there, amazing. Was such a cool atmosphere, and it's not one that we normally get to experience.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This is why we love this game. This is why we love World Cups. You get to experience different aspects of the game. What I will just beg of you, if you are listening to me and you're a soccer fan and you enjoy this, and I would hope that if you consider yourself a soccer fan, you actually enjoy the game. But if you enjoy this and you enjoy the sport, don't let talking heads take you away from that joy. Don't let talking heads who want to create drama between Christian Pulisic and Maurizio Pochettino, or only talk about Christian Pulisic, or the U.S. loses two games and everybody's screaming and yelling, ah, this seems terrible, it's terrible, terrible. And then they win 5-0 in the Gold Cup over the weekend. And oh, no, that's not good enough. What? I mean, what are we doing? Don't let those people affect how you feel about the game and what you enjoy. This is what I love about soccer so much. There's a game right now, Canada and Honduras. It's on. Canada's already scored. They almost scored again. Cool scenes in Vancouver with the crowd going nuts. Canada is a team that is on the rise. Good storylines there. Good players coming up through Canada. Cool. I can watch that. I can enjoy that. I can flip on earlier Mamelodi Sundowns and Ulsan, players that I'd never seen before, two teams that I've heard of, and I know a little bit of their story to get here because I am a bit of a student of the game, but two teams that I didn't know what to expect. And I was entertained. I was entertained by things that we saw in the Mexico-Dominican Republic Gold Cup game, the Dominican Republic going for it at the end, pushing Mexico to the limit. This is what's so wonderful about this game, is you can enjoy it by watching one team and one team only and have a good time. You can enjoy it by watching all the different games and all the different things and have a good time. You can pick and choose. You can watch games at all times of the day. You can watch games from all over the world. you can see how different cultures, different countries, different players interpret the game, interpret different positions. This is what I love about the game. I think it's what most people love about the game. Don't let people go ahead and make decisions for you on what's good and what isn't good, what's cool and what isn't cool. Don't fall for that. You can get into whatever you want to in this game. Really good one that just finished, Monterrey and Inter in the Club World Cup. Sergio Ramos scored a goal for Monterrey, gave them the lead. Inter got one back on a really well-worked goal. Lautaro Martinez finished that. And Monterrey nearly beat Inter. They had a lot of opportunities in the second half. Inter had opportunities too. That finishes 1-1. That's a big surprise, a big result. Fluminense and Borussia Dortmund earlier today. Everybody expected Dortmund to roll in that one. I thought Fluminense was the better team. It was a scoreless draw. Rainy day at MetLife Stadium. The Brazilians outshot Borussia Dortmund 14-7, but Dortmund had more of the possession. Two absolutely contrasting styles of play. Very entertaining. I think the MLS teams in this tournament, in the Club World Cup, have played well. I mentioned Miami. Thought they were good. Defensively, it's going to be a huge issue. But every team in that group is on 1 point. Nobody scored any goals in Group A. It's going to be a really fun one on Thursday with Miami and Porto. That's the most difficult matchup for Miami. If they get anything out of it, they will go into the final game in the group stage with an opportunity to get through. They'll have to play Palmeiras, two difficult teams left for Miami. But they showed that they can attack. Oscar Ustari, you're going to have him stand on his head like he did in the opener. But Lionel Messi nearly scored two wonder goals. They're getting Jordi Alba back, it looks like, for Thursday. That's a big return for the Herons. Seattle, they didn't start well. They didn't have a good first half. They gave up two goals to Botafogo, the defending Copa Libertadores champions. But a really good second half for Seattle. They could have leveled it. They ended up getting it to 2-1, but they couldn't get it any further. Seattle's got the toughest group. They got to play Atleti and they got to play PSG the rest of the way. It doesn't look good for the Sounders, but I thought the second half fight back was really impressive. And we talked about LAFC and how well they competed against Chelsea. LAFC can beat Esperance of Tunisia, I think. I think they can handle that. The game of Flamengo, that's going to be a wide open game and a very entertaining one. I think LAFC can hit Flamengo on the break, but I think Flamengo can score goals against LAFC. So that one could be one to keep an eye on as we continue on in the Club World Cup. Tomorrow, two teams that we're really looking forward to seeing, Manchester City and Real Madrid. They start the tournament tomorrow. We'll talk a little bit about them. We'll talk a little bit about the Gold Cup. We'll talk a little bit about all the soccer going on in the summer of soccer right now, all over the United States and honestly, all over the world. That's all coming up on the other side of the break. You're listening to Atlanta Soccer Tonight on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.